10 years. It's kind of unusual for a bluegrass group with the same members. We have the same members. Well, Sean was here. We have the same members. Daryl's been filling in with us for 10 years now. Seems like it anyway.
Hey, if we need a banjo player, Daryl fills in.
He's filling in on banjo.
If we need a guitar player, we're trying to get him to learn to play dobro now in case Rob wants a weekend off every time.
He's the ultimate. And I saw Barry Crabtree over at Spig and he said, "What are you doing, my mandolin player, man?" I said, "Well, no hands off, man. No, I'm good." But some people ask about 10 years together. We've been real fortunate. We all get along, and we don't associate with each other outside of the band. So that's the key to it.
We're like the Salem scene. We all ride separate vehicles and stuff. But anyway. No, I'll tell you what. I was telling a friend of ours, Gary Falcons, here a while ago. He left. We were talking about the longevity of the band, and I told him. I said, "Well, there's one thing about it. I said you don't as close as you have to work together and travel together as a band. If you don't like the guys you're in the band with, you're not going to stay together for 10 years." So I'm tickled to death to be a part of this band. I love these guys. They're like family to me, and I just hope they feel the same way about me.
We can't stand you.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Here's a song from our Wondrous Love record. We love Wayne today. He's the best man in the world. This is one called that I wrote called "The Ground Is Level at the Foot of the Cross."